Well, Bishop Sheen once told the story about a young priest who was having a very difficult time giving his sermons. This priest was very boring and he had a terrible memory. And so he went to the old Monsignor and said, "Monsignor, can you give me some advice on how to give a better sermon?" And the old Monsignor says, "Well, what we want to do, boy, is you want to begin your opening statement to get their attention. So you have to get their attention from the opening part of your sermon." And he said, for example, on Mother's Day, he said, "I would always tell the people, the happiest times in my life were spent in the arms of another man's wife, my mother." Okay? And the young priest said, "Wonderful, I will try that." So the next Sunday, he gets up into the pulpit and says, "This past week, Monsignor was telling me that the happiest times of his life were spent in the arms of another man's wife. But for the life of me, I cannot remember her name." Well, very happy Mother's Day to all of you. At the end of Mass, we'll be giving a special blessing to all of our mothers. And also, the parish has a beautiful flower for each of the mothers on the way out today. But today is the feast day of the Ascension of the Lord. Ascension Thursday is now celebrated in this diocese and most of the country on this particular Sunday. So I want to focus for a few moments today about the Ascension of the Lord into heaven. And just what does this great mystery mean to us in our spiritual life? And this is, of course, the second glorious mystery of the Rosary. So when we pray the Rosary and the glorious mysteries, we think about the resurrection of Christ from the dead. But then we think about his ascension into heaven. And just why did the Lord ascend into heaven? Well, Scripture gives us some reasons. First, Jesus was returning to the Father to sit at the right hand of the Father in glory. The Lord had perfectly done the Heavenly Father's will. He had come down from heaven. He had died on the cross. He had suffered so much. He redeemed the world. He opened the gates of heaven by his passion, death, and resurrection. And now he was returning to the right hand of the Father to be there in glory. Jesus also tells the apostles, "I go up to heaven to prepare a place for you." Isn't that a wonderful message? Jesus says, "In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. I go to prepare a place for you." And that's a beautiful thing for us to think about. But that's why the Lord ascended, to prepare a place for us one day in his heavenly kingdom. So today's feast day is called the Feast Day of Hope, the Virtue of Hope, because Jesus ascended into heaven, and as our opening prayer said, where the head of the church has gone, we hope to follow. We are the members of the church. Christ is the head of the church. He is now in heaven, and God willing, one day, the members of the church will be joining the Lord as well. So today is a great feast day of hope. And hope is something so necessary, so important in our society, because there is so much pain and suffering in the world. We have suicide rates that are very high. We have all sorts of problems and difficulties and maybe sufferings. And so what do we need? We need hope. We need the virtue of hope. And so today we think about that, because our Lord and Savior has ascended into heaven, not to leave us, but to prepare a way for us, to be our hope. And so in times of discouragement, we think about this great virtue. When you're praying your rosary and that glorious mystery, the Ascension, pray for the virtue of hope. To always be filled with that very important virtue, which is the antidote to discouragement and to despair. Then Jesus says, "I go to heaven, so then we will send you the Holy Spirit." So he and the Father would send the Holy Spirit upon the church. so the Lord would tell them to pray. And the apostles prayed for 9 days. And then the Holy Spirit came down upon them at Pentecost. So the Lord says, unless I go, I cannot send you the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord even said, it is better that I go, so that the Spirit will come to you and will enlighten you and inspire you and fill your hearts and souls with His grace. And Jesus also ascended into heaven to remind us that He will come down from heaven again at the end of time. Jesus says, just as I ascended up into heaven, so I will come down from heaven to judge the living and the dead. So it's a reminder that just as He ascended up into the heavens, He will come down at the final judgment, at the end of the world, to judge the living and the dead. And I think this great feast day of the Ascension also should help us focus on just what heaven will be like. And there have been so many beautiful things written about heaven. And we have, the Bible even says that eye has not seen, ear has not heard. You can't even imagine what heaven will be like, what God has prepared for those who love Him. But through some of the saints and the writers of the church, we can get some glimpse into the beauty of heaven. And I think as Christians, we don't think enough about heaven. We should always keep heaven in mind as our final goal, to always keep our sights on heaven. Even as you do your daily duties in this world and do what you need to do as a mom and a dad and a husband and father and to live in this world, but we should always keep our sights focused on heaven. We should never let a day go by without thinking about the beauty of heaven and one day what heavenly glory will be like. And there's been some very beautiful books written about heaven. One of my favorite authors is Peter Kreeft. Peter Kreeft is a professor of philosophy and theology at Boston University, Boston, and also teaches in the seminary. He's written over 40 books, but he's written 2 books on heaven, one called Heaven, the Heart's Deepest Longing, and another book called Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Heaven But Were Afraid to Ask. And then some other books that I've read recently on heaven. There was a book that came out a couple years ago by this little 5-year-old boy who had this, I guess he was in a coma for a while, and he came out and he shared his story with his parents. That book is called Heaven Is for Real. I think some of you probably read that. Yeah, that's a really interesting book written by the parents of a 5-year-old who shared his sort of near-death experience. And then a book I just read a couple weeks ago called Proof of Heaven by a neurologist that was also, he was in a coma for about 8 days. And so he tells about some very interesting things as well. So again, whether or not these near-death experiences are true, we don't know for sure, of course. But what we do know is what the Bible says about heaven and what the saints have said and what the church has said about heaven. And so we should always think about that. And I think it does us good to read about heaven, to read what Peter Kreeft and C.S. Lewis and some of the great Christian writers have said about heaven. Again, that's what this feast day is all about, to focus us on the kingdom of God. And just to think about heaven being that place of perfect supernatural happiness, the fulfillment of all our hopes and desires. The greatest thing about heaven, of course, is the beatific vision, seeing God face to face, the vision of the blessed, the beatific vision, seeing God, perfect beauty, perfect truth, perfect love, perfect goodness, to see God face to face. If you want to read some things about the beatific vision, read what St. Thomas Aquinas has said about the beatific vision, or any of the great spiritual writers have said about what it would be like to see God face to face, to see the beatific vision of God. But also in heaven, besides the greatest thing, which is seeing God face to face, the Bible tells us that there are many joys of heaven, social joys of heaven, because you get to see angels, you get to meet the saints, you get to meet your favorite saints like St. Peter, St. Paul, St. Teresa, St. Francis. You get to see what angels look like. So again, it's something for us to really think about and meditate upon. The great ability to be able to see God face to face and to be with the angels and the saints, to see our Blessed Mother, to see Saint Joseph, to finally meet your guardian angel that has been with you your whole life. And so I'd recommend, again, focusing on that today, on this great feast day of the Ascension. In fact, Bishop Sheen once said that when you get to heaven, there'll be three surprises. He said the first surprise is that some people that you never expected to see there will be there. Some people that you expected to see there won't be there. And he said the third biggest surprise is that you'll be there.